Peter's Mountain is tall. It's more than 4,000 feet at its highest. The Appalachian Trail runs along the ridge. And it also separates Virginia from West Virginia. It takes 4 hours to hike to the top. So it's not easy to get noticed just sitting up in a tree up on this mountain. But the word of the pipeline protesters has made it down into the valleys below. I went to lunch at the Greenville Senior Center. It's a community gathering spot for those of any age. Retired farmer Otis Pence had heard about it.
Somebody's up there sitting in the tree. I'm glad it's them instead of me.
Across the room, Petrie Brown, who was sharing a table with Judy Van Eck. They were eating meatloaf, mashed potatoes, pineapple chunks.
I read about them yesterday. They're doing this to delay the cutting of the trees for the pipeline. They'll do anything they can to slow it down, hopefully stop it. That may not happen, so we'd love to have it slowed down forever.
I have heard about them, yes. I can picture it in my mind, people sitting in trees with signs. Something about protecting the trees and the water and our land. They're very brave, and I hope they keep at it. I hope they accomplish something.
Farmer Mari Johnson, he's actually made the trek up the mountain. He noticed some activity, but it was really a press release that confirmed his findings.
There's people living in trees in Peter's Mountain. What I can gather, they're from several different states, and they're intending to set in the trees to keep Mountain Valley Pipeline from building a pipeline across the Appalachian Trail and through the forest.
Johnson knows this mountain.
There's some very dedicated and extremely well-fit people to do what they're doing. And it's steep. It's not just as, it's not just as high, it's just extremely steep.
Down the mountain, two brothers, ages 12 and 9, Cole and Ivan Reese, they have noticed some lights in the trees at night.
I usually see about two or three lights. Sometimes they're brighter or dimmer. Yeah, on Peter's Mountain.
That flat place, and then you have another hump.
The flat place, I see it.
There is a big valley, and then you're going to go up the mountain, and it's about another two humps. And right down there, about 50 feet, it's right there.
Sitting about 30 feet up in the trees, that puts the people about eye level with the Appalachian Trail, just a few hundred feet away. And everyone describes the mountain as cold and windy. For Ivan,
I want to be sleeping up there in that little shack with like 45 mile an hour winds, not in a tree.
I wouldn't. Scary for me.
Now back at the senior center, Otis Pence agrees with them.
I'd say it's not very warm up there right now. It's not even comfortable outdoors. Up there, it's what, 10, 15 degrees colder? Maybe snowing? It roars. I hope they got something up there to keep them halfway warm. That mountain howls up there. You hear the wind just roaring up there on top of that mountain. They have to be dedicated to sit there.
It's not exactly known who or how many people are in the trees. Two trees have these wooden platforms suspended by ropes and covered by plastic. They creak in the wind. They've got these 5-gallon buckets and some bottles dangling on the sides. There's signs made of sheets and they hang like sails, calling for water protection, stopping MVP, and, quote, no fracked gas pipelines. There's a notice from the MVP taped to the trunk of one tree. It claims the right for them to cut trees, build the pipeline, and notifies the sitters that court papers have been filed. Two people are named on the tree notice. So are John Doe's 1 through 5. Only a lone attorney actually showed up in Monroe County Court this week for a hearing. Mountain Valley's 42-inch diameter pipeline was approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, in October. The route starts in northern West Virginia and travels about 303 miles to connect with the Transcontinental Pipeline in Virginia. FERC has issued what's known as a tolling order. And that allows for the pipeline construction to continue, even though there are multiple lawsuits and appeals questioning the legality, the construction practices, and even the purpose of the pipeline. Meanwhile, in Monroe County, trees are being cut, creating a 125-foot-wide path up the mountain, stopping just short of the tree sitters. And Otis Pence, who describes himself as neutral, says the pipeline's got to go somewhere, but he still thinks about the tree sitters.
If we need it, we need it. If we don't need it, we don't need it. And I don't know whether we do or whether we don't. If it's coming across my property, I wouldn't fight it. But I doubt if I would ask them to come across my property either if I had a choice. But the tree sitters, I can understand them. If I was completely against something, I could go up there and sit with them. Well, not now. I can't get up a tree. I mean, I can relate to them of what they're doing. And, of course, I'm sure they got somebody taking them food. But if they were up there and didn't want to come down, I would take them food.
For now, there's snow on the ground, and protesters have recently posted videos on the Appalachians Against Pipelines Facebook page. An injunction against the tree sitters is expected once Mountain Valley files some additional documents with the court. The Forest Service has issued a closure notice that prohibits access to certain forest roads and areas, specifically prohibiting anyone from coming within 200 feet of the center of the pipeline route. Fines can reach $10,000 and include jail time. When asked about the tree sit, pipeline spokesperson Natalie Cox of Equitable Gas said MVP remains on track for its targeted in-service date of late 2018. Back in Greenville, Pence, who describes himself as living spitting distance from the route, looks at it this way.
Gang of people through here are against the pipeline, and no matter what they do, those tree sitters don't even own any property that they're coming across. They're there because they're against that kind of environmental thing. It's a big environmental thing. It's going through here. It's not going to help our. It's not going to help me any. But it might help somebody else to get a little heat, might. But it's an awful big pipeline.
The tree sitters declined to be interviewed for this story, but I was able to confirm at least some of them are from the region. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Nancy Andrews in Monroe County, West Virginia.